Welcome to WUSF's Daily News Summary Podcast, a review of the day's news from Florida.
I'm Robin Sessingham. Much of the Gulf coastline could be underwater by the end of the century, according to a group of scientists visiting the area. WUSF's Steve Newborn has more.
Scientists in Tampa said that the ice cap in Greenland is melting at a pace faster than many had predicted. And that means by the end of the century, the sea level may rise by as much as 3.5 feet. That's the dire prediction from a six-city tour from the group Clean Air, Cool Planet. It was formed about 10 years ago to pursue regional solutions to climate change. Brooks Yeager, its executive vice president, spoke at the Florida Aquarium.
Much of the transportation infrastructure, both airports are going to be underwater if it goes to a meter of sea level rise. This little spit of land on which the aquarium is, and we're looking across at Davis Island where there's a hospital, the hospital will be underwater. Many of the roads and causeways will be in some difficulty.
But what to do? While many scientists say industrialization is spurring an increase in greenhouse gases, the Earth is apparently in a warming phase. Still, Yeager says there's a lot we can do, including pushing for clean energy legislation in Congress. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.
Federal officials have lifted a ban on commercial citrus shipments from Florida to the 10 other states and U.S. territories that grow the crops. The U.S. Department of Agriculture lifted the ban yesterday, 3 years after it quarantined Florida oranges and grapefruits because of crop pests and diseases. Research now shows fresh fruit, which has been disinfected, is not at risk of spreading canker, a bacterial disease that blemishes fruit. Florida has also been hit by citrus greening, a bacteria that sours fruit and kills the trees. A quarantine still stands on the shipment of trees, stems, and leaves to prevent its spread.
This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We are able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. Now for a look at the stories that made news later in the day, here's WUSF's Susan Giles-Wantuck.
Thanks, Carson.
I'm Steve Newborn. A move to hold a referendum on what would be the area's first light rail system picked up some steam today. Hillsborough County Commissioner Ken Hagen today outlined plans to hold a referendum for a 1 cent sales tax on the 2010 ballot. The sales tax would generate more than $7 billion through 2040. He spoke today during a meeting of the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority.
If we come up with a multimodal transportation plan that is coordinated with our land use strategy, will not only create a successful mobility plan, but it will ignite our economic development efforts, jobs will be created, and therefore our residents' quality of life will improve.
The hot-button item is a light rail system that would connect the county's major centers of employment. But Hagen says a vote just for rail would not likely pass. He wants to include not only money for expanding the bus system, but money for trails and roads. It will come before county commissioners at their November 4th meeting. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials say they've dismantled a Cuban smuggling ring operating on Florida's Atlantic coast. The alleged Port St. Lucie-based group faces charges including conspiring to smuggle Cubans into the country for 6 months in 2008. They could face decades behind bars if convicted.
And those are just some of today's top stories on WUSF 89.7. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We're able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. I'm Susan Giles-Wantuck. Thanks for listening.